Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're pleased to bring on Adam Sparks from The Tennessean who covers all things Vanderbilt. Adam, thanks for coming on with us. Hope everything's going well for you and your family during this really crazy time we're living in.
Not bad. Morning, guys. How we doing?
Not too bad. How's the social distancing going? What have you been up to?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to do it. It's a little weird, though, when, like, I run quite a bit. Joe knows that. And when you're coming up on somebody and suddenly you've got to do, like, the, you know, I got to take a like a 6-foot curve around them. It's not within, it's maybe social distancing. It's not within our social norms. So people have to look at you a little weird. Like, what did you just do? But yeah, it's going okay, I suppose.
But one area that I know you are probably not hurting as much as others, like, watching sports, like, who cares, right? You don't watch sports. Like, you're watching Crimean War docs anyway, right? So, like, this doesn't change things for you that much.
I'm doing okay. Joe, you know my girlfriend, Bev, much bigger sports fan than I am.
Oh, man.
She's been around the house lately during all this. And so last night we had to watch best baseball fights of all time, basically on YouTube, finding anything of best baseball fights of all time, best home runs, best bat flips.
I mean, you're going to be classic Braves and Vols games in droves here, right? Pretty soon,
yeah.
With Bev,
yeah. That's kind of the highlight films that I'm stuck watching. But I've adjusted to it. Okay, I will admit I starting to crave seeing some kind of competition, though. I mean, I usually didn't watch as much sports, obviously, as you, who would watch, what, 3 basketball games at one time while covering one.
Pretty much.
But I do like the – I love, like, the last, you know, 2 minutes of games. I really enjoy that, you know, let's see what happens here. And you don't really get that from anything right now. So I do miss that. But, yeah, I'm probably doing better than most.
Well, Adam, it seems like forever ago that Vanderbilt was actually playing basketball, but it wasn't that long ago. What did you make of Jerry Stackhouse and his first year as coach at Vanderbilt, and where do you think this program showed the most improvement this year?
Well, it was better. There's no question it was better, but I know I've warned, maybe cautioned a few Vanderbilt fans since the season's been over of, you know, 3 is better than 0, but 3 is still not good. SEC wins. It was good. I mean, you can't argue with the fact that the team got better as they went along. The team played harder. The team looked like they knew what they were doing. Maybe this is just anecdotal, but I noticed a lot throughout the season, especially the SEC portion, that a lot of SEC coaches would kind of go out of their way, just unsolicited, to say it was difficult to it was a challenge to prepare for Vandy, and they would say it nicely, but they would say, you know, not necessarily because the personnel, you know, because the roster was not real good, especially after Aaron Neesmith went down. They would say because of a lot of the sets that they have, they run a whole lot of different stuff, they change it up every game. They were a hard scout, and so I think that comes from having some Stackhouse and somewhat of an NBA staff, and I think he was he turned into a pretty good bench coach, and now he's got to turn into a good recruiter, and I think that the jury's still out on that, but much better. I mean, you can tell body language for one. Last year, the year before that, Bryce Drew's last season, the team looked like it was counting down the days till it was over. Stackhouse's team looked like they wanted to keep playing and thought they could be whoever they were going to play. And at least in some instances late in the season, they were correct.
Yeah, and Adam, I think along with that, and you're right, a lot of coaches, I mean, Will Wade had some really, you know, Tom Crean, some different guys had some pretty strong statements about, you know, Stackhouse as an X and O's guy, and in terms of keeping the his team engaged through a lot of losing. But I think maybe as impressive as anything to me was the individual growth we saw from a few guys, but especially Saban Lee. You think about him his first 2 years, you saw the talent, and you knew he was as athletic as anyone, but he started to really become a great player this year. I'm assuming that we're going to see Aaron Neesmith drafted, and we're going to see Saban Lee back as a senior. Am I being too presumptuous there?
I think the answer to both of those is both yes, but I'm not certain about either. A lot of people have asked me about, is Saban Lee going to go elsewhere? I think a lot of that sometimes is just a lot of kids are transferring, he's really good, and Vanderbilt's bad, so of course he would go. It's kind of one of those things. I don't hear as much a concrete thought of that he would go or where he would go, that sort of thing. I think Saban will be back, but I don't know. We'll see. A lot of kids transfer for a lot of reasons now. He would not get drafted yet. He's not in mocks right now. Neesmith, yeah, I think it just comes down to health. I think the same thing as Darius Garland a year ago. If he's healthy and he sticks where he's projected to go in the draft, then he'll go. And he right now he's been somewhere around 12 to 15 in the first round. And if he's there, he'll go. And Jerry Stackhouse has even said, if you're that high of a first-round pick, you should go. So I think he will, as long as he heals up fine. And I think the rehab's gone as good as can be.
Adam Sparks from the Tennessean on the line with us. And, Adam, you came out with a really fascinating piece on the Tennessean about Vandy's 2020 baseball season, what we may have missed now that we know that it's not going to play. So, and I look at it, and I look at Kumar Rocker, and just the opportunity to watch another year of him here locally before ultimately he becomes what I think a lot of us believe will be the first pick in the MLB draft in a couple years. Losing another year, I think that just stands out to me because we're talking about a generational guy at the college baseball level who's just so much fun to watch play.
Yeah, you just wanted to see him in the postseason. Now, I saw him pitch some this year. The season had gotten, a few weeks into it, but you wanted to see him in the postseason. Most people don't watch college baseball in the regular season. That a lot of people do watch it once you get to the postseason and you get to Omaha. And people did not know Kumar Rocker nationally until he threw that no-hitter in the Super Regional last year. And then he got into the College World Series and was almost good. You wanted to see that again because you know how that would have been if Vandy got into the Super Regional, which I think they would have. A lot of the headlines would have been, hey, remember that no-hitter last year? This guy's back. Let's see what he can do now. And there would have been a lot more eyes on him, and I would have liked to see how he would have reacted to that. And not just that. I mean, Jack Leiter, their really good freshman pitcher, kind of their next Rocker. That's the son of Al Leiter, the former Major League All-Star. You'd like to see him. His name obviously would have drawn a whole lot of people. It would have just been fun to see. And I don't know if Vandy would have got back to Omaha. They're a very young team this year. But they had maybe the best starting pitching in the country. And if you have anywhere from 3 to 5 arms in the starting rotation that can beat most or any team in the country, you can get to Omaha, and I think they would have at least had a shot, but we'll never know. So, I guess coaches right now can just kind of say, we would have been this good, and Tim Corbin's not that type, but I think he would have been okay to say that this would have been possibly another College World Series team.
Yeah, and just even before the postseason, I know I was looking forward to, like, when the kids got out of school, just, hey, go watch Kumar Rocker pitch. Like you said, Jack Leiter. I mean, Austin Martin's a guy, so much fun to watch. And, all that gets washed away this year, which is too bad. Just from a spectator standpoint, a real attractive thing to go watch this spring. But, of course, there's nothing to watch, so it's far from alone. Adam, you also had a piece this week about Stephanie White returning next year. Did you think that there was a possibility that she would have been fired by Candace Lee? And then also, what do you think the expectation is for her next year? What does she need to do to continue after next season?
I think get to the postseason. She doubled her wins this year, but that's from 7 to 14. I thought she was probably before coronavirus and all this hit, I thought she probably had, about an 80% chance of coming back. Once this happened, I thought it went up to about 99. And that's just because during all this stuff, I don't think you're going to fire a coach that you were on the fence on anyway, and then try to do a coach search, and you have an interim AD, and it's just not the time to kind of do that sort of thing, especially since she's still under contract. Next year, I think they need to do the postseason. They needed another win or two to be in the NIT pool, the WNIT pool, so they were close this year. But with Stephanie, there's this, this kind of imbalance since she got there of, well, she doesn't have much talent. Well, she has a little bit of talent. Well, she has a lot of talent. And, the more and more that she gets, the more and more of, well, I can see why she hasn't won games, why that excuse gets smaller and smaller. And next year, she's going to have quite a bit of talent. I mean, she's bringing back enough of this team. Brené Alexander, who's an all-SEC caliber player, will be back and healthy. Akira Levy, who is a really, really good player at Missouri, transferred back here. She's from Tennessee. She'll have her eligible. So she'll be able to go 7 to 8 deep next season of high-caliber SEC players. And if you've got that, you should have a winning record. You should have at least a chance for the WNIT. And you should even be in the NCAA conversation at least early in the season. And I think she's got to do that to extend her tenure. Otherwise, I think next season will be her last.
Adam Sparks from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Adam, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Looks like it's going to be a really good day today to get a run in, so have fun with that later.
Running and documentaries. That'll be my day. Maybe a baseball fight on YouTube.
That's right. Hey, thanks for joining us, Adam. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
When we come back, how much did Vanderbilt basketball improve this year under Jerry Stackhouse? And which one are we more confident in the future, the basketball team or the football team at Vanderbilt? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.